Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Getting your cattle operation through the cold this winter means being prepared with your facilities, equipment, supplies, and a thorough understanding of safety for yourself and your animals. Extension educator Alfredo DiConstanzo talks about what producers should already have in place to beat the cold weather on their operation.
It's not a bad time to revisit that relationship with your veterinarian and visit about what all needs to be in preparation. You know, if there's cows to calve, what vaccines need to be in hand for prevention of scours. You know, when the calves are born, is there something that needs to be prepared? And so what I describe in the article is that we need to think of maybe at least, particularly in more intensive operations, feed yards and cow ranches with many cows, think of maybe about a third of the supplies to a half of the supplies need to be on board right now in your medicine cabinet. That includes antibiotics, implants, vaccines, obstetric chains, the numbers of the veterinarians on call, the names as well, maybe a list of procedures for anybody that is new or substituting on any given weekend at the facility. In essence, think of just about everything that has gone wrong sometimes in the past and that could possibly go wrong in the future, particularly with the weather we are to experience. Obviously, that gets quickly moving into facilities, right? Which, what do we have in terms of heating water tanks? Yes, cows can eat snow, but they don't really take much of that. And they almost have to get used to doing that and being out on the range to do that. So in a yard, all the waters need to be working. What all doesn't work? What are the fuses to be looking at, et cetera, et cetera. So, you know, pretty soon you jump from health to the environment in which cattle and yourself work in. And you know, back to yourself, what are the types of things you need to worry about for yourself and your workers, whether it's, you know, hand warmers, gloves, hats, have all of your coats maybe already with gloves and hats inside somewhere, snow boots, et cetera, because pretty soon we get caught out there treating an animal and we may experience hypothermia ourselves. So this is a critical thing. For some individuals, this might be too little too late, but do a once over sometime in the late fall. It's a fun time to get out on a dry, you know, warmer fall day and revisit all those spots that may create a problem, lanes, et cetera. I do recall, you know, having a protocol on when it's going to snow, who's going to be at the yard when, and what they are supposed to be cleaning first. An example of this is, you know, park any equipment with a blade backwards into wherever the shed or whatever, hopefully you have a shed to put them in, facing out so that you can run right out plowing as you leave. And, you know, I'm assuming in most cases it's a feeding equipment that's priority. That too needs to be parked in reverse so that the tractor can pull out without having to back a big old mixer behind it, et cetera. So these are the types of preparations that if for some reason it didn't happen up until now, this is the chance to go back and revisit. And they're mostly, you know, very logical ones, haven't been born from the experience of living in cold climates, of course. But, you know, the further south we may go, the less we may concern ourselves with it because it may be a once in a year situation. So that's the reason I emphasize the fact that a lot of these preparations are simple to do when it's warm weather, but maybe it's time to revisit that list and go through that, particularly as you indicated for cattle health and some of the facilities and maintenance that needs to happen around feeding, around health, and around moving cattle.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.